The threats are getting higher on a daily basis. The fear of Taliban retaliation is being felt intensely across the country. They're capturing the biggest cities and torturing our allies. And they're going door to door and kill, anybody, specifically the interpreters or anybody who work with the US forces.
How are they able to find these people?
Well, they know. They have some spies down there. They know very well because, Afghanistan is not that big country. Say, for instance, you live in a far from the country, in one of the provinces, and most of the people know you. Your relative, your uncle, and in general, your relatives and everybody around you, and they know you. And when you suddenly leave a place where you were born and you were raised there, you studied there, and you suddenly leave that place and work somewhere, they definitely understand. They definitely know. And then the Taliban, they have people among all these, other tribes, everywhere. They know, they know. And when they get you, they directly kill you.
I'm sorry, say that again, please.
When they get you, they directly kill you.
They directly kill you.
Yes, they don't ask for your paperwork, by the way. They don't ask for your ID. They don't ask for anything else. They know where you work. I mean, they directly kill you.
How much of a concern right now, and please illustrate this as graphically as possible, how much of a concern is this for the people living across Afghanistan right now?
So, the threats and violence imposed upon the U.S. allies in Afghanistan are already properly documented. And at least, 300 interpreters have been killed since 2016. And everybody is in a fear after the U.S. withdrawal. And you know that U.S. will withdraw by September 11th. And they will leave thousands of interpreters behind. And everybody is in danger. They have risked their lives and the lives of their families for U.S. forces. So now it's our time to get back our lives home here.
What will happen if the Taliban takes control of Afghanistan? First of all, do you think the Taliban has the capability to take control of the country again?
Well, it's not only the Taliban, just some other, neighbor countries who are directly supporting Taliban. It's not only the Taliban. But first of all, I personally believe in the power, the sustainability, and the capability and the potential that the Afghan National Army has, and U.S. has been a good, partner with them, and they're equipped well. They're fighting, but at the same time, it's not only Taliban. This is the neighboring countries who have direct hand in helping, the Taliban, and they're fighting. You know that they, on a daily basis, they kill a lot of civilians, innocent people down there. Anyway, they kill anybody, especially those who work with the U.S. forces and those who work with the government.
So, neighbor countries, are we talking about Pakistan and Iran, or who are we
Of
talking?
course, of course. Pakistan has the direct hand on it, and they have been proved, and that's a safe haven for the Taliban. We all know that most of the Taliban leaders, they live in Pakistan. They have their Pakistani passports, and their IDs from Pakistan, and they are being supported for the past years.
Why are the Afghan National Forces? Why does it seem they're not able to stop the Taliban right now?
Well, they're trying. They're trying to. It's not only fighting with the Taliban. It means that it's a direct fight with Pakistan. So, Pakistan seems to be they looked. They claim that they're one of the best partners there. They want peace in Afghanistan, but they have been proven wrong in the past 20, 40 years. 4 years war in Afghanistan that's caused Taliban. And the Afghan government, they have direct proof. The United Nations, they have proof. Everybody in the world knows about them, that they directly funded them.
Are the Pakistanis involved on the ground, or are they just sending support, financial support to the Taliban?
Both. Even there were a lot of insurgents. They were killed, and around the borders, they had their Pakistani ID cards. And
Interesting.
there, even though you know that they have been killed there, and their sometimes their dead bodies are sent to Pakistan. And most of the injured insurgents, they are being, sent to the Pakistani hospitals.
Ahmad Siddiqui is an Afghan who's a former U.S. military interpreter, now living in the U.S. J.J. Green, WTOP News.